The reductions and eliminations occur in the district's general fund. That's the only portion of the annual budget where the board can make major adjustments. And at a little over $635 million for 2011-2012, it's the portion carrying the greatest expenses. The total budget, including debt service, is just under $812 million. About 90% of the general fund goes to salaries and benefits, so it's not surprising when big cuts are required, that's where the budget knife strikes deepest, especially when trying to cover an estimated shortfall as large as $12 million. The over 50 eliminated positions include graduation support coordinators, two assistant principals, library media aides at all levels, three maintenance positions, and one secretary at each of the comprehensive high schools. Como said, the news for the classroom was not as bleak, even if the respite was temporary.
Because of Congress passed a jobs bill, the district qualifies for $7.6 million in federal funding for one time. It's one more year. And so we are diverting 82 teacher positions into that fund. And so we will not be asking to raise class size.
The budget contains no teacher layoffs. Among programs hit, elimination of elementary summer school, reduction of middle and high school summer school sites, and cutting the district-wide computer upgrade program. Como said the summer school eliminations and reductions were the result of funding-forced priorities.
We need to focus first and foremost on the 180-day school year, because we have done a lot of things in the summer and some of the extra things that are really wonderful to provide, but our funding really is based on 180 days of school.
There are also increased middle and high school activity fees, high school parking fees, family cap activity fees, increased summer school fees, and a new non-district student fee for online courses. Yet, as Board President John Steiner describes the decision process, not all the budget changes coming from the administration were cuts.
We've asked them to sort of quantify the value you get for your program in each individual budget line item.
Because of some trial programs funded by one-time federal stimulus money, next year's budget proposes 10 middle school career guides, in-school IT technical staff increases, 5 language cultural liaisons, and 2 language support teachers. The district will also launch its first experiment in privatization. Como says it will initiate a pilot program to see if private operator snow removal at about a half dozen schools is cheaper than if handled by school personnel and equipment. Part of the district shortfall stems from contract salary and benefit increases along with goods and supply expenses. The nearly 3% general fund increase over last year also includes costs transferred from the city to the district, such as the Police in Schools program and rental of city trails and stadiums. Approximately 65% of the district's general funding comes from the state. In Governor Parnell's proposed budget, state funding for education will remain flat.
I know he supports education, but I think he feels the legislature, if there's going to be an increase, it needs to come through the legislative process.
The school board will hold 2 public hearings and formal board discussions on its 2011-2012 budget on January 26th and February 3rd. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.